Good morning. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Burns, and we are excited about another day to study the Bible. We have been looking at the I Am declarations of Jesus. We began with Jesus as the bread of life. He has been distributed to the world, and we must receive that bread of life. And today we're looking at Jesus as the true vine and his purpose and plan for our life. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Good morning. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are excited about the Word of God, and we're excited about God's work in our heart. And I'm grateful that God is at work in your life and that God is also at work in my life each and every day. The Bible teaches us that his faithfulness is great. Great is thy faithfulness, because we serve not just a God that has great faithfulness, but we serve a God who is great. He is great in so many different areas and many attributes. He's great in his love. He's great in his mercy. He's great in his compassion. He's great in his goodness. He's a great God. And the hymn writer penned these words, how great thou art. And so we're going to sing about the greatness of our God today. Then sings my soul. I hope that you'll listen to the words as we sing this wonderful hymn, how great thou art.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We're thankful for the greatness of God. And I hope that you realize that God is great and that God is good every single day. While we're looking at the I am declarations of Jesus, and we've already finished the declaration where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And today we're going to continue the declaration of Jesus. We began it last week, and we're looking at the declaration of Jesus, I am the true vine. And so we began by finding the identification of the true vine, the identity of that true vine. Verse 1 of John 15, Jesus said, I am the true vine. And as we read verse 1 of John 15, we notice that this verse implies a contrast. When I read this verse, I ask myself the question, well, if Jesus is the true vine, then who is the other vine? Now, there are three different vines presented in the Bible. There's the future vine, which is the Gentile world. That is a system ripening for the judgment of Almighty God. It is described as the vine of the earth. And this vine will be cut down and be destroyed when Jesus comes again. There is the past vine. In the Old Testament, Israel is often referred to as a vine or as a vineyard. And the Bible says in Psalm 80, verse 8, thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt and has cast out the heathen and planted it. Of course, Israel left Egypt and it took them a while, but they were planted in the promised land. In Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 1, the Bible says this, now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. In Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 21, the Bible says this, yet I have planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? In Hosea chapter 10 and verse 1, the Bible says that Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he hath increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Now, these scriptures describe Israel as a vine that has gone wild. They have become unfruitful, the Bible teaches us. They have produced bad fruit. Israel was to reflect the very nature of God in living a fruitful, faithful life to him. The heathen were supposed to see God's work among them, and they were to become a shining light unto the Gentile nations. They were to draw these nations to the true God. We see it illustrate it in the life of Rahab and also in the life of Ruth.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
Israel was to perform the work and heart of God to reach the world. David understood God's purposes. He was a man after God's own heart. In fact, when facing Goliath and winning the victory by the strength of the Lord, he said that all the earth will know that there is a God in Israel. But Israel did not produce the right type of fruit. They were unfaithful to God. And that brings us to the present vine, the vine that's found in John chapter 15 of our text. The Bible says that Jesus is the true vine. He is the genuine, or he is the real vine. Therefore, the branches are speaking of the church, or the believers that make up the church in this age. Jesus fulfills what Israel could not. The Bible says this in Psalm 80, verse 14, "Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance." Jesus is establishing his preeminence in the church, in the church age. He is establishing his place in the lives of Christians, of believers. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 13, we notice seven churches are listed. These seven churches represent, I believe, the whole church age. Many believe that the seven churches represent different ages or different times within the church age. And they would say we are in the last of the seven churches. We're in the Laodicean church age. And there's no doubt there are lukewarm churches and lukewarm believers in our world today. But I believe the seven churches represent the whole of the church age, because seven is a number of completion. And so it's the complete church age. And I think that all of the seven churches can be found in our world today. I think we can find these seven churches. And so the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 13, it says, "And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with garment down to the foot, and gird about the paps with a golden girdle." In the midst of these seven churches is the Lord Jesus Christ, to which Paul told the church of Colossae, he said, listen, that Jesus, he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things Jesus, he might have the preeminence. And so we notice the contrast here as the true vine. As the true vine, Jesus is faithful where Israel stumbled. As the true vine, Jesus is able where Israel was not. As the true vine, he is life-giving. As the true vine, he is all-powerful. As the true vine, Jesus has all authority given unto him. We see in our text that Jesus is the true vine, but also we notice that the Father is the husbandman. He is the vine dresser, or he is the gardener, and God is actively working in the lives of believers. And in this church age, he cuts away what hinders unfaithfulness. He cultivates the vine. He prunes the branches. And he's keeping us into right fellowship with him. He's keeping us walking with him. We call this our sanctification or our spiritual growth. That it is God, Paul says, that who worketh in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. And so the Bible uses this word chastening, or it uses the idea of pruning his children. He's cutting away. He's working in our lives. And I think it's wonderfully illustrated in the life of the Apostle Paul, who was given a thorn in his flesh. As we read about it in the Bible, we notice this thorn was allowed by God because of pride, that pride would creep up into the heart of Paul and would hinder him in the work of God. And so God was chasing him. God was pruning him. And the writer of Hebrews talks about the fact that we should not faint. We should not be discouraged when we are rebuked of him, because the Lord loveth whom he chasteneth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. It is the work of God to prune away at our life and to help us to produce more fruit and to serve him in a greater capacity. We see, number two, not only the identity of the true vine, but we also notice in John chapter 15 the importance of abiding in Christ. Now, I don't believe that this passage specifically is speaking of salvation, though salvation, of course, is implied. It's where it begins. You cannot have fellowship without a relationship. And so the thought of the passage is, how would the church succeed where Israel had failed? What would make the difference in the lives of these disciples? Remember, the vine, the vineyard, was speaking of Israel, but they had failed in the mission and purposes of God. And Jesus said, no, wait a minute, to his disciples. He says, I'm the true vine. Jesus was going away. Things were going to change. And so there would have to be an abiding. Christ would have to live through them and work through them. And in order for us to be a faithful Christian today, one must depend on Christ and let the power of the Spirit of Christ flow through them. The hymn writer, you know the hymn. I'm sure you've heard of the hymn. He reminds us that we are channels only, and the Christian life is but a channel. We are not living by our own power. We're not living by our own strength. We're not living in our own wisdom. We are living in the power of God and in the wisdom of Christ. And so success in the Christian life is found in total dependence on Christ, allowing the life of Jesus to be lived through us. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 wonderfully illustrates it for us. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And Christ lives in us, and Christ lives through us. This is the abiding. This is the Christian life. This is what the Christian life is all about. And this is what we see throughout the Bible. It was the problem in the book of Revelation with the seven churches. Some were lukewarm. Some left their first love, and they had the threat of being taken away. They were not abiding in Christ. Isn't this the message to the church of Colossae? Christ must have the preeminence, Colossians 1:18. That Christ must be depended on. He is our life, Colossians 3:4. Jesus is not just someone we add to our life. He is our life, the Bible says. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. And we will never succeed or have remaining fruit without abiding. Jesus teaches us that without me, ye can do nothing. And so abiding in Christ produces fruit. Without the vine, there is no fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. What is this fruit? This fruit can be defined as the very character of Jesus Christ. It's Christ seen in our life. Branches cannot produce life on its own. Life is drawn from the vine. Jesus said, without me, there is no life, and without life, there is no fruit. John 1:4 says this, and him was life, and the life was the light of men. And without Christ, we truly in the Christian life can do nothing. Now note the focus of Jesus here is not who we are, salvation, but what we accomplish in our life, what we do. Without Christ, nothing eternal is done. And this is the message that the Bible is teaching us. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing eternal can be accomplished. We need the Lord today. And I want to remind you that you need the Lord today. You need the Lord today in your home, in your life. You need the Lord today to guide you and to lead you each and every day. And maybe today you've strayed from the Lord. Maybe you're not living in that close fellowship with the Lord. Maybe you're trusting in your own wisdom. You're trusting in your own strength. I hope that today you'll listen to this message and you will turn to the Lord. And you will trust in him. And maybe today you're not a Christian. You've not trusted in him for salvation. I pray that today would be the day of salvation for you. May you trust in the true vine for eternal life.
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in his finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.